Hello, welcome to the English programme with me, Steve. Time now for a little bit of the Beatles on this day in history. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things, you know? It's I don't know, really. It's just, you know, it's the history of it, isn't it? You know, I love the history, and I love the music, and, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you know, kidda. Right, well, on with the programme, as they say. Let's have a look on this day in history with the Beatles. In 1963, on September the 18th, Epstein said that he had no intention of selling, amid all the rumours and things, the agency side of NEMS Enterprises. And She Loves You was number one for its third week in the UK Enemy Express chart. Well, you know that John and Neil Aspinall, whoever that is, left from Paris to go to Spain. That was in 1967, like, you know. Indeed. And in 1978, the beginning of the period, that Ringo booked the studios called Compass Point in the Bahamas. But for some strange reason, he didn't use it. And there we go. That's the end of our On This Day in History with the Beatles, like, you know, and all that music and all that stuff. You know, I used to be in the cavern, and there used to be, literally, I'd be dancing in the cavern, and, you know, the walls would be wet, you know? You know why? Because of all the heat that was created from all the people dancing and stuff, you know? It was great. It was just one of those times. It was really cool. It was. Okay, well, if you want to have a comment on this podcast, feel free. You can say whatever you want, but if you want, you can register your comment with me, Steve's Radio Show, at hotmail.com. We have a Twitter, if you want to follow us there. It's twitter.com/English Radio. Oh, yes, because we're very posh here, you know. We have nothing but the best social networking, etc. Anyway, thanks very much. We should be back tomorrow, assuming that tomorrow there's something interesting that the Beatles did on that day in history. Because it's Sunday, maybe they just took the day off, like, you know what I mean? I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.